Blog Talk Radio.
Trusting you to move mighty in the life of your children, oh God. Move mighty, oh God, in all that we're concerned about in love right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we mighty rebuke any demon that tries to steal our blessings right now, our kindness, and our support right now. But Father God, it's you that have given it to us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Aya. Recorded Lobo Shataya. My Lord, my God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. So help us today, oh God. Help this night, oh God, as we cry out even more, God, for ourselves and those in our family and all that we love because that's about it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, is reading your word according to John chapter 10, that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are your sheep. Amen. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us, oh God, to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, hallelujah, we ask you to increase your anointing on us right now to clearly hear and know your voice and not that of a stranger. Amen. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. All of you will see ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. Amen. As we seek direction and guidance and instruction, oh God, let it be so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to, hallelujah, John 16 and 23, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit on the line right now. We come against every spirit of procrastination, stagnation, limitation right now. Every spirit of frustration. Every hallelujah. We come against every spirit of distraction. Amen. Frustration. We come against every spirit of lust and perversion. We come against every spirit of anger and wrath. We come against every bitter spirit, spirit of resentment right now. Every gossiping spirit, familiar spirit. Amen. And we command you to see your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, fear, worry, doubt, hallelujah, double-mindedness, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of lack, poverty, and death. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of destruction. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of death, premature death. Hallelujah, death of all kind. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, inflammation, viruses. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare that we are delivered and set free, amen, from every plot, plan, and agenda of Satan and his ages, every trickery, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the credit, we have a full armor, God, on us. Lord, I say thank you. We thank you that everything that the enemy has stolen from us right now, our health, our strength, our peace, our joy, our kindness, our relationships, our ministries, our businesses right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare victory right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we're co-heirs to the kingdom of God. Amen. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. We are not taking any substitutes or counterfeits. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, move mighty on your children. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, walk every house up. Sit in every car. Touch the hearts and minds of your children. Oh Lord, we come into dreams of the night, oh God. Oh Lord, help us, oh God. Oh Lord, search our hearts and minds, oh God. If you find any wicked way in this, let it be exposed right there. Take it out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. That we should decree and declare victory right now. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we're coming out in the wilderness place. My Lord, my God. Lord, we ask for God that you stop hallelujah in his grand design and stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare our faith and the power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you for answered prayers on tonight. Amen. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Lord, do what only you can do. Hallelujah. Oh, we're studying your word, for your word says whether you're two or more gathering your name, touching and agreeing. Amen. That you are in the midst. So we thank you, Lord God, that you're in the midst. And we can ask in Jesus' name that you would do according to your will. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let thy will be done. Amen. On earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Let thy kingdom come right now, God. Hey, come on over this channel here. Right now, oh God. Let us receive the honor, revelation, and knowledge of your word, oh God. Let no of the hidden treasures, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind our mind to the mind of Christ. Make that the mind of Christ may arise in us and separate in us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Fully and complete. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We bind our will with your will, Heavenly Father. That your will may be done in our life, oh God. That we will speak your word, oh God. That we will speak no evil, oh God. That we will speak blessings, oh God, according to your plan and purpose, oh God, and instruction. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God. We pray for increase right now. Lord, that you will increase us, oh God, in love and in patience, oh God. That you will increase us, oh God, in strength. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Hey, come on over here, Shataya. Lord, we thank you right now. Oh Lord, we pray for the lost. Hallelujah, that you will send one, oh God. That you will send, oh God, your missionaries. That you will send your pastors, oh God, your apostles, oh God, to speak a mighty word in their life, oh God, that will touch their heart. Hallelujah. They will turn their life around and they will follow Jesus and not look back. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Have your way right now, God. As we come, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask, oh God, for you know all things. And Lord, we ask, oh God, let it be done according to your will. For we know your word says in Jeremiah 23, Lord God, it's your, hallelujah, that your plan, hallelujah, is not to harm us, oh God, but give us a hope in the future, to give us an expected end. So we're walking in expectancy all tonight, expecting you, Heavenly Father, to do it for us, amen. We're not going to listen to what the enemy is saying or whispering or who the enemy is trying to use, but Lord, we hear, hallelujah, from you, and we don't listen to any other voice but yours. And we just want to say thank you, for you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. We love you, Lord. We love you. Have your way right now on this line. We thank you for your word on tonight, oh God. As we read the scripture on tonight, oh God, in the book of Psalms, oh God, we pray, let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word, that we may apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and let the scripture take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you. That you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, everyone, to Monday night intercessory prayer. We thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If you come on tonight believing whatever you're praying on tonight, I want you to trust God for it. Hallelujah. And I want you to start walking. Walking, that means believing. Walking and believing and expecting God to do it. Walking and expecting it to show up. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. If it's healing, a lot of us are asking God to heal. Let's heal our family, heal our children, heal our mothers and brothers and fathers and sisters. Amen. But we're going to walk in expectancy. Amen. Trusting God to do it. Lord, that God is able and willing to do it for his children. Amen. Don't let the world get you down. Hallelujah. Though we live in this world, we are not of this world. Amen. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It was our new time here, intercessory prayer. I see Sister Billy on the line and Minister Lane Green, Pastor Manny with us tonight. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Amen. Sister Billy, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Amen. All is well. We thank God. Hallelujah. I think maybe your lips were screaming at us. Amen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I still have
a kid,
so you're going to probably mute me. So.
Okay. We sure will. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless. Amen. Amen. Esther Ghost, amen. God bless you. How you doing?
Doing well. How's everybody doing?
Amen.
God bless everyone.
We're on one line here, so he's behind me here. Amen. Glory to God of tonight. Our scripture tonight is going to come from the book of Psalm. I was at work today, and I opened up the Bible, and this is the book of Psalm that it was opened up to, and I was just so in a place of his gratefulness, reading this scripture and just thanking God, because we know that God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us, and his greatest gift is to allow us to know him. Amen? So the Bible, the book of Psalm 139, and I'm going to mute you, Sister Dilly, because I hear the kids and everything, and unless you want to mute it on your end and then open it up when you want to talk.
Let me see if I can.
You can mute. Okay, so that's the book of Psalm 139. Yeah, I can hear you. The book of Psalm 139, hallelujah, 1 through, and I want to read the whole thing, 1 through 24, if I may, and then I'll give a little breakdown of some of it, not the whole thing, but I want to read this particular chapter in the book of Psalm 139, hallelujah. And I'm pulling out the New King James Version. Amen, yeah. Amen. I'm putting you on mute, Mr. Dillard, because we could hear you still. The book of Psalm 139, and we're going to read verses 1 through, hallelujah, 24, and it's to the end. The Bible says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Hallelujah. Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you, my Lord, my God. For you form my my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, hallelujah, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not love those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Glory to God. See, sometimes we don't let people get to know us completely because we are afraid that they will discover something about us that they won't like. But God already knows everything about us, even to the number of hairs on our head, my Lord. And still, he accepts and loves us. I'm talking about some of the things that are hidden that nobody else probably will ever know about you unless you tell them about it. God sees, knows all in all for all. So God is with us through every situation, in every trial, protecting, loving, guiding. He knows, amen? He knows and loves us completely. Hallelujah. 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 When we look at what it says, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? See, God is omnipresent. He is present everywhere. Some people think that they can hide from God. They can go in the secret place and operate in darkness. The Bible says even in darkness, there's light. There's no difference to God, whether it's in the dark or the light. It's still light because he can see all through all. The same light shine in the dark and the same light that shine in the day. Hallelujah. See, because this is so, you can never be lost in his spirit. I want you to understand that he is omnipresent. This is good news for those who know and love God, because no matter what we do or where we go, we can never be far from God's comforting presence. Hallelujah. The best thing we can give our children is God. The best thing we can teach our children, hallelujah, bring them to Jesus, bring them to Christ. The best thing we can do, because we can't be everywhere at all times. But God is omnipresent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God can reach us right there. Hallelujah. I want you to understand this, and I'm going to wrap up here. God's character goes into the creation of every person. Every person. So when you feel worthless or even begin to hate yourself, remember that God's spirit is ready and willing to work within you. So we should have as much respect for ourselves as our maker has for us. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Here in this scripture, this is David speaking. David's hatred for his enemies came from his zeal for God. Hallelujah. David regarded his enemies as God's enemies. So his hatred was a desire for God's righteous justice and not for personal vengeance. I want us to understand that. I want us to understand that. We have to ask ourselves, is it all right to be angry at people who hate God? Yes. But we must remember that it is God who will deal with them, not us. Amen. So if we truly love God,
amen,
then we'll be deeply hurt if someone hates him. If someone speaks, hallelujah, that's like somebody talking about your mama or your child. Okay, amen, amen. So somebody is speaking against God, and I hate God, ain't no God, and he this and that. You know, we're not supposed to agree with them. We're not supposed to take their side. We're supposed to have that hate against them, but God, the vengeance is the Lord. David asked God to search his heart and mind and point
Lord, any wrong motives that may have been behind his strong words. But while we seek justice against evil, we must also pray that God's enemies return to him before he judges them. Amen? So even while we're praying, amen, we pray, Lord, all those ask God to help those. For the Bible says that the vengeance is yours, Father God. Lord, I choose to bless them, oh God. I choose to forgive them, oh God. It's my prayer that they would soon come to know you, Father God, that they would turn from their wicked ways, and that they would seek you. Amen? That they would come to know Jesus. But Lord, the vengeance is yours. It ain't for me to avenge, to avenge him. It is for me to leave it in God's hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But not to start hanging out and becoming them, because either they're going to change you or you're going to change them. And we have to be very careful with that, because that's why you start singing a song. Hallelujah. You forget who you are. Hallelujah. Because you're so busy trying to fit in and make sure they're okay with you. So you start, amen, and so their God and what their God is, money, sex, clothes, cars, houses. We have to be very careful. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. Hallelujah. Did anybody have any questions regarding the scripture of tonight? Sister, did I open your phone up?
All right.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
At this time,
no.
Go ahead.
I don't have any questions. Thank you for the word, though.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to take our prayer petition. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll start with you, Sister Dillard.
My prayer today is for I have asked God for peace in my home. And so he have granted that, because the peace in the home between me and the husband. We ain't cutting at each other like we normally do, but I thank God for the peace that he have put in our home. When I pray for marriages, he answers all my prayers for my marriage. And I just pray for God to stay in this household with us.
Amen.
I
pray
for Thanksgiving. Yeah, I be thanking him every day. And Satan got to go. Ain't no Satan. Satan around here trying to find an exit door to come in. Let me get out. So I just pray for
the Bible says he'll come in one way and flee in seven different directions.
Amen.
That's what the world says. He'll come in one way and flee in seven different directions. Hallelujah.
I don't have no particular prayer. The Lord knows my heart. And he also knows what I need. And what's going on with me, but I just pray for healing for your body, my body, and I pray for my children, especially my daughter Misha with her mouth. So,
Jesus,
the Lord to close it when it not need to be open. Just, amen.
My Lord.
That's my prayer.
Yes, Lord, we come, Father God, on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. The only way that we can come, Father God, we are come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord God. Lord, we come on one accord, Lord God, with our combined faith with your daughter, Tell on tonight. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, as we come, oh God, that you will move mighty, oh God, concerning all that she's concerned about and all that she's petitioning to say, oh God. Oh Lord, just giving you thanks, oh God, for fixing the mess, oh God. Thank you for peace, oh God, the peace that you're passing all understanding, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for divinely intervening and turning it all around for good. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, we know you'll be a healer, Father God. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will heal, oh God, the body of your daughter, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, release your healing virtue, oh God, right now, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We decree and declare that you're healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare no more, hallelujah, we will deal with sickness and ache and pain and discomfort and not knowing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, reveal, oh God, to the doctors, God, reveal to your daughter, God, what it is, oh God. Oh Lord, we know you to be the healer, amen. We know that the doctors were cheated, oh God, but we come to you, Father God, for the healing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We decree and declare you to be a walking testimony right now. Hallelujah. That you will preach the word, that you will minister the word to others and talk about what God has done for you, giving them your testimony. Amen. That those that do not believe will come to believe. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, through your testimony. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let us not be silent, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In a place where our family, oh God, that you will speak your word, oh God, that you will touch, oh God, and pray for those, oh God, that shall be established. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh Lord, let us people the boldness and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. that they would know, oh God, that it's you that is walking in her and not herself, amen? And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Yes. Over there, Lord, shouting out my higher. Lord, anything that's not of you, God, let it be taken out right now. Let it be exposed right now, amen? Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and let it be taken out. Any seed that the enemy is planting you right now that's causing sickness, pain, or discomfort right now, hallelujah, up to the right now with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the crown that is destroyed right now tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Almighty God. We call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Tabatha, Jehovah Nisha, Jehovah Mechadishim, Jehovah Sikadil, Jehovah Kabora, Elgonaya. We call upon you, Yahweh God. Move mighty in the life of your daughter. Move mighty in the life of our children, grandchildren. Move mighty in the life of our husband. Move mighty, oh God. Hey, let me go, Shalom. Move mighty right here, oh God. And all that you love and concern about, oh God, that they will know that they never know before, God, that you are God and God alone, that can do all things but fail. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, God. Oh, God, let our cry tears of joy. Let it be a cleansing on tonight, oh, God. Let it be a cleansing of our soul on tonight, oh, God. That is now you, oh, God. Let it be cleansed on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be cleansed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, let it release it. To be a release on tonight, oh God. Right now, God. Remove every bondage. Hallelujah. Anything that the enemy casts over our mind, we break it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so that she can receive, oh God, your word and apply it to her life. Amen. That she will be more than just a reader, hallelujah, a hearer, but a doer of your word. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, bless her latter days greater than her beginnings. Oh, Lord, we pray right now for long life, good life, amen, hallelujah. Lord, let her receive supernatural strength, amen, supernatural blessings right now, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. And Lord, we lift up that daughter Misha on tonight, oh God. Lord, we pray her protection on tonight, oh God. Lord, we pray that she will keep her mouth, oh God. That she will tangle her tongue, oh God. That she will not be able to speak unless she's speaking blessings, amen. And she's speaking words of encouragement, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, before she begins to speak, oh God, and she will silence her lips, that she will think about what she's about to say, oh God. We take the blood of Jesus Christ over her right now, amen. Hallelujah. We declare the blood of breath covers her and protects her right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, in her workplace, in her home, in her car, where she walk, where she go, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We know you will be a people, God. Lord, we ask that you hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, God. Oh, change your God and make her more like you, oh God. Let her have a heart. Oh, let her have a Holy Ghost encounter, oh God. Take her to the core of her being, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless your name, Father. If you look at your right hand right where you are, Sister Dilla, right where you are, hallelujah, if you believe it and receive it, just lift up your hand and receive it. Holy Shanama Maya. In the name of Jesus Christ, as you lift up your hand and you open your hand and you lift your hand up in the name of Jesus, from your mouth, hallelujah, by faith, and I receive it, and you take that very hand and put it over your heart in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by faith in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in this soul. And we seal this now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says, without faith, we can't please God. Without faith, we can't please God. If you have a little bit of doubt, a little bit of unbelief, it doesn't mean you have no faith. Mm-hmm. If you have a little bit, it contaminates the faith that you think you have. Hallelujah. Either you on or you off. I can't tell you my light is on and it's off.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I want you to understand God is able and willing to move quickly. He's willing and able to move right now. Hallelujah. Amen. But there's something that keeps us back, and we have to ask God to expose it to us. And sometimes we know we're just not ready to change. We're not ready to let go. We keep saying, oh, yeah, I did this, I did that. But there's something so simple that God is asking us to do, and hallelujah. And we're not even willing to do a little bit of things. Said obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience. Hallelujah. See, I don't desire sacrifice. I want you to be obedient. I don't want you to have to suffer and go through. Just be obedient. Be obedient to the call. Be obedient to the instructions. Be obedient to the directions. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to all of us on the line tonight. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. I've been in trouble because I stayed too long in situations with people that I've been paying for and one thing. I said, okay, cut it off. But because I wanted to make sure that person was going to be okay and we're going to be upset, I'm injured. And I was already showing that my back was going to be injured from back in October. I told, whenever I was doing that 30 thing, I said, come on off. And I was still trying to be on there another week. I said, I'm getting beat in my back. My Lord, I don't know if you remember Sister Dillard. I don't know what month that was. It was five of us. It started out five of us, and it ended up being two. And then I said, come off that. Come off right now. I forgot. It had to be before October because it was either July. Maybe it was in July. Yeah, one of the months. Either July or August. Amen. We glory to God. We thank God on tonight. Amen. God bless you, Sister Dillard. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for coming on tonight. Amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I have two prayers. I have one prayer. It's for my mother's best friend. I don't know if she told you her name is Beatrice. Yeah, we want to just keep her lifted up in prayer. And then for myself, that God will just continue to give me favor. Well, if I want favor with God and favor with man. I see the enemy trying to destroy some relationships in the workplace that I have good relationships with people. People are putting out poison, saying things that is not true, and I just want God just to continue to let that favor be there.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Lord, say, let your light so shine before men that God will be glorified. Amen. So we pray that your light will shine before men. Amen. That I will see and know. Amen. How the Bible said that you won't have to sleep, that God will speak for you. All you have to do is show up. And you know, God will put the word in your mouth. Amen. That will even shame the wise. God said he will use the foolish things to confound the wise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your Son, oh God, your minister that you've ordained, oh God, for such a time as this. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and as we come, Father God, on one accord, hallelujah, with our combined faith, trusting and believing in your word, Father God. So we stand on your word tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene, oh God, and turn every situation around for the good of your Son, amen. Lord, turn every curse his way into a blessing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let us find favor in thy sight, oh Lord, in favor with mankind, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, help on today, oh God. Help your son, oh God. Let him receive divine direction and instructions from you, Father God. Oh Lord, for your word says that a good man's steps are ordered, oh God. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, order his steps, oh God. It's you that have made them good. But what the word says, oh God, that all good things coming from you, Father God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord operating through and about your life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory over you right now. Victory over your health, victory over your strength, victory over your finances, your marriage, your relationships, your workplace, your job, your career, all that you have and all that you will have right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we call you blessed. Amen. We call you favored by God. We call you anointed. Amen. Oh, Father God, let there be a refreshing on tonight, oh God. Let them receive, oh God, fresh strength, fresh revelation, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. We bless your name, Father God. Oh, Lord, I don't see fresh fall right now. Fresh anointing right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray right now as we come in and see, oh God, on behalf of your Lord, we ask you tonight, oh God. We call upon you, Jehovah, around for the Lord who heals. Oh, Lord, touch every body, pick up our body right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak that castle right now. We command you to loose your hold right now. Hallelujah. Leave your body in a normal way. Hallelujah. We command you to come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And all that should fall apart right now. We come against the pressure right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of worry. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that peace reign over and in, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, see your help, oh God, to help your daughter, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, as already on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, bless the Lord. Life and good life, oh God. Oh, Lord, divinely intervene and turn it around right now, amen. In my name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh, Lord, when the doctor say no, we declare and declare, you say yes, amen. That you shall live, hallelujah, and proclaim the good news, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the land of the living, hallelujah, in the land of the living, amen. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Have your way, God. We declare and declare that she's a walking, living, breathing testimony, hallelujah, a child of God, amen, born again, of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, touch right now in a mighty way. We pray for restoration. Restoration to the life of the daughter, amen. Lord, restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every tissue, oh God, every nerve, every bone right now. Hallelujah. Purify and sanctify the blood that flows through her body right now, bringing healing to every part of her body. Because we know that life of the flesh is in the blood, oh God. Oh, Lord, let our heart beat with the rhythm of life right now. Let healing stay forward speedily, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we love you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for loving us first. We declare and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And we still declare with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in me and dwelleth in all of on the line. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Man, you have a prayer request?
Yes, I want to thank everybody, you know, for sharing your prayer requests, because I've actually been able to receive, what it is that I'm looking for by hearing y'all's prayer requests. We are very similar in things that we desire in our hearts, so I want to thank God for that.
Yes, Lord.
I want to pray for precision, you know, for God to give me supernatural precision, like when he speak to me, that I can be able to hear, you know, just like being precise like Noah. I want God to be able to increase me in that place, you know, not to add anything to what he tell me or what he show me. I want to pray for our church, you know, that our church, you know, grow in the knowledge of faith. Pray for each and every one of you, that's here right now, and every single body that has children. I want to pray for all of our children.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. As we come on tonight on 1 o'clock, combine our faith, oh God, with your son, oh God, and all this petition and prayer, by faith, oh God. We come believing, oh God, as we lift up, oh God, every child around the world, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for protection not only for our children, but every child around the world, oh God. Lord, that you would send the one, oh God, hallelujah, to see about the children, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that they will not be hungry, oh God, that they will not be homeless, oh God, that they will be no lack, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, oh God, send us, oh God, hallelujah. Let us receive divine direction and instruction, Father God, where you will have for us to go, oh God. Hallelujah. That they know, oh God, that you sent us, oh God, that we come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not in our own name, Father God, but in your name, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they would know that there is a God, hallelujah, that lives, amen, and remains to today, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, it's your son's petition, oh God, today in prayer, my my faith, oh God, to be precise, oh God, and understanding, oh God, receiving instruction, oh God. Oh Lord, that we might have the knowledge and ability to know to receive from you, oh God, how to build, oh God, and it shall be what you call it to be. How you that we will not add or take away from it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we will not dilute, oh God, that you have called him to do, that you have called him to say, oh God, that he will give your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, that all will be able to receive it, oh God. My Lord, my God, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, we can't thank you enough, but yes, you, we thank you. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to add to the church, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, those that have to go home, oh God, let them go, amen. The those that you are bringing, we thank you, Lord God, that you're already added right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We don't say it till we see it, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, increase our faith, oh God. Every member of the gospel public ministry that is still standing on today, oh God, increase our faith to receive the miracle of tonight, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, miracles of healing, miracles of being delivered and set free, miracles in our finances, miracles in our marriages, miracles in our business, miracles with our children, miracles in our relationships. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the greatest He that's in us than He that's in the world, because we're in Christ and Christ is in us. And we're sharing your promise today, God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, that you're on our side. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Father God, we give all to you right now, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll continue to strengthen your son, your pastor, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, your word says that we all fall short of glory. Oh, Lord, as you pick them back up, oh God, stronger and better, oh God. Those that denied them before, that they will not be able to deny the word that come out of his mouth, because they can check and see it, Lord, in an inch of word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, my Lord, my God, help us all to operate in love. Amen. To be quick to forgive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and let go of those things in the past. Hallelujah. And press on for what's ahead. In the name of Jesus Christ of Never. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, be a strength on tonight, oh God. Lord, heal the dark part of his body, oh God. We pray for restoration right now, oh God. Oh Lord, restore every organ, every cell, ligament, bone. Amen. Hallelujah. Every tissue right now, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you, oh God. Restore right now, oh God. Oh, that the enemy is sneaking away, oh God. Oh, Lord, let him receive double for his trouble. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, huh? Oh, Father God, anyone that's holding on to his blessing, hallelujah, let it be released right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, anyone the enemy is holding on to his blessing, or anyone that's on the line of financial blessings, we break the hand of the enemy, and we declare the crown that is released in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My Lord, my God, anything in finances that's trying to locate us, amen, that's lost in the system, let it locate us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We call money to our bank accounts, amen. We call money to our cash app, to bill. We call it in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, we trust on us, thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for restoring our stewardship, amen, so that we can be able to help others in a time of need, amen. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, and we won't be so quick to hold on for a little bit, because you can't give us more. Oh, Lord, help us to open up our hands. Hallelujah, so that we can receive more for all that we can give.
Hallelujah.
And we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, oh God. Do all that you can do, oh Lord, right there in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, let your son receive right now this day and night, oh God. Fresh oil, oh God. Fresh anointing, amen. Fresh strength, amen. Let his head left no oil in his garments, so remain white in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, increase him in knowledge and wisdom of your word, oh God, that he will be able to preach it and teach it, oh God, according to your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let him be Holy Spirit led, amen. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit taught, amen, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for, Lord, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory, amen, amen. Excuse me, y'all, give me a minute here. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Amen. We're going to get ready to wrap up here. You all, thank you all again. for coming on at this time. And I think that as we announce it on Sunday, who will all be on the line tonight, but I'm so grateful. Hallelujah. Bible said, well, there are two or three of us. And I thank God it's four of us on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And everybody else will catch on. Amen. All you need is one mess to start a fire. Let me catch fire. Amen. Glory to God tonight. You always going to pray a prayer. We got to pick up our authority in Christ and receive our breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. It is my prayer tonight that all, every family member, hallelujah, be saved. It is my prayer that God will use me mighty, especially in my workplace. I feel like it's just one of me and everybody else that's on the other side. Amen. I just pray that God will continue to use me like he did on today, that I will stand out in the midst of darkness. The Bible says where light is, darkness cannot comprehend. And hallelujah. And I understand that's what's happening in the workplace, but I will not fold and I will not fumble what God has for me to do. I have an assignment to fulfill. So it's my prayer that I won't walk away or leave but fulfill the assignment that God has me to do in that place. Amen. That God will continue to strengthen me, that God will continue to use me. And it's my prayer that God will bless all. I pray that God will work miracles in our lives. Hallelujah. Bringing healing to our bodies. Amen. Please understand, a lot of times we're going through things because we are interceding, especially if you're an intercessor. You'll deal with a whole lot of stuff in your body and in your house because you intercede for others in it. And that very thing that you're petitioning for or going up against, it'll attack you because you're the front line of defense for others. So, but let me tell you, I will be in position because I'm a soldier in God's army. Hallelujah. And that's the best place I can be. So I just thank God and I pray that we all have the peace of the Lord. Amen. That we will operate in peace. Hallelujah. And rest and know. That is my prayer, that we will rest. Trust God and rest. Give it all over to God and rest. And rest and know. And I'm telling you, that's when God moved. We can't please God without faith. And when you have faith, it's in your action. You give it to God and you rest. You literally rest. You don't worry about it. You don't keep going. You ain't got to keep talking about it. You ain't got to keep saying. No, you give it over to God and you rest and say, it's already done. Or they keep asking, well, what you going to do? Look, didn't I tell you? I gave it to God. I didn't give it over to God. I don't have it. I don't have it no more. They keep coming and saying, I told you I gave it to God. It's gone. I don't even have it no more. Why are you going to do this? Didn't I tell you I gave it to God? I don't even have it no more. So if I come to me asking about it, I told you I gave it to God.
Yeah.
How you gonna pay your rent? Didn't I just tell you I gave it to God? And let's just see what God's gonna do about it. So that's when we rest and know. People look at you and say, are you in there sleeping? It's us not there in our club. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to pray tonight. Father God, we thank you. I love you all so much. I just thank God for you, my mother, my husband, and Minister Leonard Green. I thank you all so much. I mean, you all mean so much to me, and I'm just so grateful to have you all stand here. God showed me who would still be standing. When God said, you are going to be like a filler station, and then there's going to come a time where he's going to plant people that is going to be there for the long haul. But in the meantime, because so much is going on in the world, people don't know who to believe or what to believe. And so we got to be that example. But we go through, we're coming out in a wealthy place. Amen. We're coming out victorious. So we're going to pray tonight, and we're going to wrap up here. It won't be a long prayer, but it will be effective. Amen. If we just believe, let us enter in right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and as we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. Father God, we come, oh God, believing on tonight, oh God, on one accord, oh God, according to your word in the book of Acts, oh God, when you said to stay here. As they were in the upper room, oh God, waiting to receive the Holy Spirit, we come, oh God, on one accord. The Bible says that they were on one accord. So we come on one accord on tonight, believing to receive all that we pray for, petition, and prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we come expecting you, oh God. Hallelujah. So receive it here in the land of the living. Oh Lord, we trust in you for all things, Father God. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just have your way right now, Lord. Oh Lord, that you will move, hallelujah, only you can move, Father God. In the life of your daughter Tell, hallelujah, in the life of your son Lauren, oh God, in the life of your son Dorsey, in my life, oh God, and those who we love and concerned about in their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, today as we decide to pick up our authority and begin to bring a change, intervene divinely, oh God, in all areas of our lives wherever things are not going well, oh God, whatever the devil is causing havoc, because we have not picked up that authority in those places, begin to bring a change right now as we receive the grace right now to walk in divine authority that you have pushed into our lives through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We give you praise and we thank you, Lord God. You are such a merciful and gracious God. Thank you, even as we pray right now, we declare and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you're doing something new and amazing. Hallelujah. Something wonderful, and we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that even as we pray today, you have heard our prayers and you are already moving and changing things around. Whether it's anywhere around us that is sick, oh God, in their bodies, let us lay hands on the sick and let the sick come well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we command situations to change, let those situations change for the better, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we command things to be in the place of that they are, let those things from the place that they should be in, oh God. We thank you and praise you, oh God. Even as we walk in this authority, oh God, we declare and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that great things will happen. Hallelujah, that you will take us to a greater glory and a greater altitude in you. Even as we walk in our divine authority this day, oh God, oh Lord, we bless your name, Father God. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We decree and declare your goodness right now operating through and about our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we confess and repent of all sins, known and unknown sins, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that every word that comes out of our mouth as we have prayed on tonight must be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, glory to your name, God. We give it all over to you right now. We decree and declare victory on tonight. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head and not the tail, that we're on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Hallelujah. So we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare right now, Father God, as we leave this line but never your presence, that we're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us and joins you shall condemn. So Lord, as we lay down on tonight to sleep, oh God, let restoration take place, let healing take place, oh God. Let's help your warring angels around us and those in our family, oh God, protecting us, oh God, from seeing and unforeseen dangers through the night, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every prayer that went forward in petition, over every household that we prayed for and about tonight. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, over our sleep, oh God, over our thoughts right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare in the crowd where the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your name, Lord God. Lord, we love you and we need you. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, oh God. We give it all over to you right now, God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that any medication that we're taking or supplement or vitamin, oh God, we ask that you bless, Lord God, that it will do all that it's intended to do and nothing else, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will nullify any allergic reactions or adverse reactions or side effects right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare a great testimony from this call on tonight for all that we petition for. And we wait and know, oh God, hallelujah, that you're already working it out for us. We declare and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. We fill this cell with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God, that the will within us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone on tonight. We got some line open for us to deal with at this time. If you have anything you'd like to say, I'll call your name. If not, just say amen. Sister Dilla, we'll start with you. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. Have a blessed night. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, too. We love you so much, Mama. Take care. Have a good night. Minister Larry. Amen. Minister
Larry Green. Amen. I was blessed by the prayer tonight. Amen. And I will, when I get the testimony, I will share it with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to share this with you all, and I'm going to let you all go. I remember I was in my 20s, like early 20s, and I had a baby that was premature, and I had a C-section. I went back to work in 2 weeks, and I mean, I'm really just working. And anyway, I was tired. God knows I was tired. I've always been a believer. So anyway, I really need a break. So I ended up helping someone. I was in a manager position. I ended up helping someone. It backfired on me, and I got fired. They fired me, right? And I was out of work for 2 weeks. But guess what? They had to hire me back and pay me for the 2 weeks that I was out of work. I said, let me tell you, I went home and went to sleep and rested myself. I gave it all over to God. But look how God worked it out. I got fired, and they had to bring me back and pay me for the 2 weeks that I was out. God is able.
Amen.
God bless you all tonight. I love you. I thank God for you. Amen. Remember, the joy of our strength is in the Lord. And, you know, just trust God with it all. And I tell people all the time, why not? Why not?
Why not?
God is able. God is able to do all, to do more than we could ever do. Hallelujah. The only thing that's going to last is what we do for God. Amen. God bless you all, and may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you so walk in the word of God that it brings the love, joy, and peace of God to you, to your spouse, and to your children. May your days be filled with health and prosperity, because the blessing of the Lord is upon the righteous. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray and we ask and we receive. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, Lord. Amen, and amen. God bless you all. I love you. God loves you more. You all have a blessed night. Amen.
Next time.
Alexa, look upon his face.
Yes, Lord.
Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my